Good afternoon. Welcome at the Pegasus Nonwovens Analyst Conference Call in connection with the third quarter and the 9 months financial results of the company. First, let me introduce the speakers on the call. Mr. František Řezáš, the CEO.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Marián Rašík, the CFO of the company.
Good afternoon.
Format of the call is following. First of all, we will go through the presentation slide by slide. If you haven't received this presentation so far, it's available at our website. Afterwards, we will proceed with a Q&A session and you will have opportunity to ask questions. And now I'm going to hand over to Mr. Řezáš to start with the presentation.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. Our financial results in the third quarter were positively affected by declining polymer prices. Polymer prices started to decline in June after the rapid growth in the first half of this year. As a result of this, we were able to improve our margins and operating profitability. Recently, we were very pleased to have once again received the prestigious Business Partner of the Year award from Procter & Gamble. We value this award as a great deal because we are very well aware that the satisfaction of our customers with our products and services is the fundamental precondition for the company's long-term success. Thanks to our good financial results, we have again been able to pay out dividends to our shareholders at the end of October in the amount of 1 euro per share, which represents a dividend yield of 5.7%. Please turn to the slide number 6. Now, I would like to go through the key highlights of the third quarter. Our revenues in the third quarter amounted to 43.7 million euro, which is 7.9% higher compared with the same period last year, driven by the increase in polymer prices. We recorded an EBITDA of 10.8 million euro, up by 17% over last year. The reason for this growth was the positive effect of the pass-through mechanism delay and lower staff costs. Profit from operations, EBIT, amounted to 8.6 million euro and increased by 69% compared with the same period in 2010, driven by higher operating profitability and changes to the depreciation of production technologies. Net profit amounted to 5.5 million euro, down by 33.3% year on year due to non-cash FX changes in the compared period. With respect to the project in Egypt, we signed several key contracts. The project is proceeding according to plan and we expect to launch the line in the second half of 2013. The more detailed description of the development of the project will be provided on a separate slide later on this presentation. A new production line in Znojmo is currently in ramp-up phase and a full commercial launch is expected as of December this year. Now I would like to ask Marián to continue and to bring the financial details.
Thank you, František. Please, let's go direct to slide number 9 and look at the more detailed statement of comprehensive income. I would like to briefly comment on the items which haven't been discussed yet in the previous slides, and let me mainly focus on the third quarter figures. Total raw materials and consumables used in the third quarter of 2011 amounted to 31.2 million euro, a 5.2% year-on-year increase. The primary reason for this increase was the growth in the polymer price indexes. In the third quarter of this year, total staff costs decreased by 13.2% year-on-year to 1.8 million euro. The decline in staff costs resulted from the revaluation of the share option plan. In the third quarter, staff costs expressed in Czech crown without the revaluation of the share option plan grew by 5.1% year-on-year, primarily due to the higher number of employees needed for the new production line. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 2.2 million euro in the third quarter of 2011, down by 47.4% year on year. As of January 1st, 2011, we decided to extend the residual estimated useful lifetime of production technology. Therefore, the depreciation and amortization amount cannot be compared year on year. FX changes and other financial income expense net represented an expense of 1.9 million euro compared with a gain of 4.8 million euro reported in 2010. These losses resulted from the depreciation of the Czech crown relative to the end of the second quarter of this year. Interest expenses related to debt servicing amounted to 1 million euro in the third quarter of 2011, a 16% increase compared with the same period last year. The increase in interest expenses is connected to the higher utilization of the bank facilities and higher interest rates. In the third quarter of 2011, income tax expense amounted to 0.2 million euro, down by 69.3% year on year. The reduction in tax expense in the third quarter resulted from tax deductible FX losses. Please, next slide. Here we have revenue breakdown by products. In the third quarter of 2011, sales of products for hygiene were the strongest sales segment and represented 91% of total sales, which is slightly higher than last year. On the next slide, we can see revenue breakdown by geography. And with respect to the geographical distribution of sales, sales to Western Europe and Central and Eastern Europe represented a 97% share of total sales and confirmed our core focus on the broader European area. On the next slide, we have composition of cost. Changes in the cost composition in the first 9 months of 2011 were driven primarily by a further increase in polymer prices. As a result, the share of consumed polymers on total operating costs, including depreciation, went up from 64% in 2010 to 72% in the first 9 months of 2011. The share of depreciation on total costs declined from 13 to 6% due to the extension of the estimated useful lifetime of production technology, which we have already mentioned. Electricity charges went up by 5.4% year on year due to gradual ramp up of the new production line. On the next slide, let me comment on some changes in the statement of financial position. If we compare the position from December 31st, 2010 and September 30, 2011, we can mentioned some main points. First, property, plant and equipment increased in connection with the construction of the new line. Second, inventories and the trade and other receivables went up primarily due to higher prices of polymers. Another point is trade and other payables increased temporarily due to the invoices related to the new production line. The bank balances and cash increased significantly as a result of number of payments related to the constructions in Znojmo and in Egypt and the expected dividend payment. And last, the long-term debt increased due to high expansion capital expenditures. On the next slide, we can look to cash flow statement. Some of the events impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comprehensive income in the first 9 months of 2011 also impacted the cash flow statement. The main factors to mention in the cash flow statements are increase in investments, mainly due to the capital expenditures related to the ninth production line project and the investment in Egypt, higher utilization of bank credit facilities due to higher capital expenditures, lower depreciation due to the changed useful lifetime of machinery, changes in working capital related to the increase of polymer prices, and higher income tax paid mainly because of the expiration of investment incentives for the subsidiary Pegas DS. So on the next slide, we can see the CapEx development. With respect to our capital expenditures, this year will be very demanding as the majority of payments for the ninth production line shall be realized this year. In addition, in the first 9 months of the year, initial investments were also made into the planned construction of the production plant in Egypt. Further capital expenditures will be paid in the last quarter of this year. The company estimates that in 2011 the total capital expenditures, including the investments for the new plant in Egypt, will not exceed 42 million euro. And now I will hand over back to František Řezáč, who will speak about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Marian. Okay, and now something about the update of our guidance, which we gave in March this year. Recently, we registered some softening of the non-woven textile market in the fourth quarter. However, there is no indication that this will be anything other than a short-term effect or situation. Therefore, we confirm our 2011 full-year EBITDA guidance, however, at the lower end of the previously announced range. We remain positive about the outlook for 2012 as well. And now something about our project in Egypt. This project is very important for the company. It is the first, localization outside the Czech Republic. And this project will allow Pegas to expand in the growing markets of North Africa and Middle East. In the last couple of months, we signed contracts for long-term deliveries with a major customer, as well as contracts for construction works and deliveries of machinery. We also concluded project insurance with a gap insurance company against political risks. The project overall is in line with the schedule and on budget, and we continue to plan the launch of the first production line in the second half of 2013. That brings our presentation to the end. We would like to thank you for your attention, and we will now take your questions.
Thank you, František. Thank you, Marian. Operator, we are ready to take questions now.
Thank you. If you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that is star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Bob Trampota from the JNP Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Bob Trampota, JNP Bank. Good afternoon. My question concerns your Egypt operations. I'm sure you closely follow a very, difficult situation in Egypt. So the question is, how the situation can impact your operations, and when we can expect some delays, or maybe is it possible you will cancel the Egypt operation at all?
Thank you for this question, because you know that there are a lot of articles in newspapers, you know, a lot of information in medias and TVs. Our people are in Egypt now, and they are working there. Something is the situation in Tahrir Square. There are tens of thousands of people, but I can assure you that people, they work. The local authorities, offices work, and factories are working as well. We are working on the building permit, and we believe that we will get this building permit as expected, and we will start with the construction works in the first quarter of 2012. You are right, there are some milestones, and we can check the current situation, and we will have some opportunities in the future to say whether it is risky or not to continue, to stop that, so interrupt that, this project, but currently we are really fully focused on this project, and we would like to start the production of the new line in Egypt in the second half of 2013. Is it okay?
It's clear enough, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Peter Berig from the Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I wanted to ask about your order backlog. What is the order backlog for the next year and for 2013 in terms of percentage of production, and what you see in terms of margins?
Okay. I think that now I can say that 90% of our capacity, including the new line, is under agreement with our clients for 2012. I strongly believe that within 2 or 3 weeks we will finalize the discussion with some other small clients, and the total volume under contracts or agreements will be around 95% for 2012. Some volume is under contracts for 2013 as well, but I think that this is around 50%, maybe slightly above 50%. And margins, was the question about the margins? Still, you know, it is our market, it is competitive market. We've noticed some pressure from our customers to get the business for next year, but I would say that I would describe it as a reasonable discounts we provided our clients for 2012. Nothing significant or critical.
Maybe one more question. Are your contracts take or pay, or is there any possibility to cancel the contracts?
You know that if you look at our the structure of our customers, you know that we have very concentrated customer base, and it isn't take and pay contracts. We have some volume which is expected, which is forecasted. There is some range, plus minus 5% in, let's say, annually, and within range we expect to have the business with these clients. You know, if they don't have their demand or the demand for their products, then we shouldn't expect the orders. But we are enough experienced, we know how to plan, let's say, the production, how to negotiate the contracts, and we are now in comfortable position, and we believe that the capacity will be sold out for next year.
Thank you.
Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. Thanks everybody for attending this conference call. Thank you, František and Marianne, for your speech. And if you have any further questions, you can call myself or Ondřej or send us an email. Thank you. Bye-bye.